I want to start by welcoming Jenny's Law, and the publicly available register of judgments will be a life-saving resource as people in a relationship or considering relationships with a person will be able to see whether they have a history of domestic violence or convictions. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Jenny's family, particularly Jason, for the work they've done on this over the last few years. And I have no doubt without them, we wouldn't be where we are now today. And this could not come at a more crucial time. We're just halfway through 2026, and yet a number of women have been killed in Ireland already has overtaken the figure for the whole of last year. And today's events in Ballymena echoes this as it continues. We have an epidemic of violence against women. It's not stopping. Domestic violence services in Donegal in recent days, it's clear that there is a demand for services. Domestic abuse services, it's increasing and it's becoming more and more complex. I spoke in depth with Jessica Gallagher, who is clinical director of the Uplift Project, who works alongside women who are affected by domestic abuse, coercive control and sexual violence in Donegal. She said the demand for the services demonstrates the scale of unmet need. They receive 20 contacts from service users each day alongside 5 new referrals every week, and it's clear that the significant gap between the crisis and intervention and long-term recovery of many victims shockingly been left to source their own support. Now, I'm particularly struck by the case in Donegal of a woman in her 60s who's left with intergenerational trauma, prolonged domestic abuse, sexual violence, depression, PTSD and repeated suicidal cries, who did not receive substantial person-centred supports she desperately needed and to rebuild her life. Support has to be extended beyond just the crisis intervention. Full and proper recovery requires long-term support and giving women the opportunity to truly rebuild their lives. Yet organisations that provide essential life-saving services are often forced to continue to operate in uncertainty regarding funding, forcing them to devote valuable time and energy securing resources instead of expanding supports for availability to victims and survivors. And vital services supporting victims should not have to be completed for funding. Fundraising shouldn't have to happen. Short-term grants to remain open, it's a ridiculous situation. Domestic abuse funds should be relocated and unspent funds in Donegal should remain within Donegal. These services should be recognised as essential public services and should be fully funded and allowing people to continue this life-saving work.